Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Ourofino Saúde Animal for the first quarter 2017. Today we have with us Mr. Jardel Machado, CEO, and Mr. Kleber Gomes, CFO and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. After Ourofino's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer section, at which time further instructions will be given. Should any participant require assistance during the call, please press star operator to reach the operator. The audio and simultaneous webcast may be accessed through Ourofino's website at ir.ourofino.com with the banner Webcast First Quarter 2017. Before proceeding, I would like to mention that the forward-looking statements made during this conference call are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Ourofino's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Ourofino and cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jardel Machado, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Machado, you may proceed.
Good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for participating at the earnings call to release results for the first quarter of 2017. In this first quarter of 2017, the company presented positive signs such as cash generation from operations, increased revenues from companion animal products, and an improved gross margin vis-à-vis the second half of 2016. The generation of more cash from operations was possible due to the decrease in average collection terms that resulted in a reduction in net debt. With the gradual improvement of EBITDA and the generation of cash throughout 2017, our leverage ratio is expected to return to the usual levels. In addition, our debt has ceased to be pressed after the completion of the construction of the plant for biological products, and the debt index to the CDI was settled in the first quarter, thus contributing to the drop of the average cost at the end of the period. In the production animal segment, net revenue decreased mainly due to the company's adjustment to the natural seasonality of the industry in the first quarter. Additionally, there was a less significant impact of the strategic decision taken at the end of 2016 to discontinue a portion of the poultry portfolio, one that was no longer feasible. On the other hand, we noticed an improvement in the gross margin in comparison with the second half of 2016. With respect to companion animals, the increase in net revenue followed the increase in the sale of our distributors to points of sale, and we intend to continue monitoring this evolution since this segment has greater exposure to the Brazilian macroeconomic scenario, which was rather unfavorable to our segment in the year 2016, with a sign for improvement in 2017. As regards the international operations segment, there was an unfavorable impact on the foreign exchange rates vis-à-vis the same period in 2016. Net revenue in Colombia in local currency increased, while the revenue in Mexico fell short of our expectations. However, we have already introduced changes to resume the planned pace, especially in Mexico, and we hope to once again resume our pace for the year 2017. We remain confident in the fundamentals of our business, and we are working arduously, very hard, to deliver results that add value to the company. These results for the quarter are in line with the budget for the year 2017. To conclude, I would like to thank all of you for your continuous support. I would now like to pass the floor over to our CFO and IRO, who will remark on the results of the first quarter. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Jardel. A good afternoon to all of you. On slide number three, we present to you the notional net revenue of the company of 75.2 million in the first quarter 2017, a drop of 23.3% compared to the first quarter of 2016, which was a strong quarter. In the following slide, we speak about the revenues and margins per segment. The production animal segment presented net revenues of 53.8 million in the first quarter, with a fall of 28.1% vis-à-vis the first quarter of 2016. This drop occurred substantially due to a loss of volume compared to the first quarter of 2016, as we followed up on the natural seasonality observed in this industry. Furthermore, there were lower volumes because of the discontinued projects in the poultry line. These were partially offset with price hikes in beef. The companion animal segment received a net revenue of 16.4 million in this quarter, with an increase of 16.3% vis-à-vis the first quarter 2016. This reflects an increase of revenues of distributors to point of sale. As mentioned by Jardel, it is important to continue monitoring this evolution as this segment has greater exposure to the Brazilian macroeconomic segment. The international operation segment showed net revenues of 5 million, a drop of 45.1% compared to 2016. This is due to the drop in revenues in Mexican pesos and spot sales volumes in other countries that were partially offset by an increase in revenue in pesos in Colombia. In the first quarter of 2016, we also had the sale of vaccines for foot and mouth disease to Paraguay, and the real was more appreciated than in the first quarter 2017. On slide number five, we show you our gross profit. Gross profit for the first quarter 2017 was 52.8%, a slight drop of 0.4 percentage points compared to the first quarter 2016. We would like to highlight that there was an improvement of 5.9 percentage points compared to the second semester 2016. On slide number six, we show you the gross margin in each of our business segments. In the production animal segment, we had a gross margin of 46.7% for the first quarter 2017, with a drop of 1.8 percentage points vis-à-vis the first quarter 2016. This margin reduction is due to the impact of inventory loss provisions. There has been an increase of 2.6 percentage points in gross margin in the first quarter 2017 compared to the second semester of 2016, aligned with the efforts made by the company. The companion animal segment presented gross margin of 70.7%,
with a drop of 2.3 percentage points vis-à-vis the first quarter 2016. This drop reflects a less favorable mix. Nevertheless, there was an increase of 6.1 percentage points compared to the second semester 2016. The international operations segment presented gross margin of 60% in the first quarter 2017, with a drop of 0.4 percentage points vis-à-vis the first quarter 2016. This drop reflects a less favorable exchange rate offset by an improvement in the mix because there were no sales of foot and mouth disease vaccines. On slide number 7, we will analyze SG&A. In the first quarter of 2017, it amounted to 43.9 million with a decrease of 13.4% vis-à-vis the first quarter 2016, already reflecting our efforts toward reducing the company expenses. There was a drop of 12.5% vis-à-vis the fourth quarter 2016. On slide number 8, we present the adjusted EBITDA for the first quarter 2017, totaling 1.2 million with an adjusted EBITDA margin of 1.6%, a drop of 1.1 percentage points in comparison to the same quarter in the previous year. This is due to a reduction in net revenue with a loss of dilution with SG&A expenses. On slide number 9, we present our net financial expense, tax expenses, and net profit. The net financial expense for the first quarter 2017 was 5.8 million, an increase of 26.1% vis-à-vis the first quarter 2016. This increase reflects a rise in indebtedness with banks arising in 2016 because of the new biological product plans. There was a reduction of 9.4% in net financial expenses compared to the fourth quarter 2016 because of a decrease of net debt between the two periods. Income tax and social contribution was positive in 4.1 million compared to a positive value of 1.4 million in the first quarter 2016. The effect measured in the first quarter 2017 is the result of lower profitability along with temporary fiscal differences. Adjusted net loss for the first quarter 2017 was of 5.9 million vis-a-vis net adjusted loss of 1.8 million for the first quarter 2016. These results reflect a drop in adjusted EBITDA, an increase in the net financial expenses partially offset by the income tax and social contribution effects. On slide number 10, we present information on the company indebtedness. In the first quarter 2017, the net debt rate over EBITDA was a 6.09 times. However, this indicator was quite affected by the results of the prior three quarters in 2016. The average cost of debt was of 7.93% upon the end of the first quarter 2017 compared to 8.98% a year in the first quarter of 2016, also lower to the 8.8% for the fourth quarter 2016. This indicator was positively impacted by debt amortization linked to the CDI that took place in the first quarter 2017. We would also like to highlight that the CAPEX for the construction of the new plant is practically concluded, relieving our indebtedness pressure. On page 11, we speak about cash generation for the company. At the end of 2016, cash was 70.3 million with a positive impact of the outlay of 43 million of the last installment for the payment of CNET that took place in December. In the first quarter 2017, our operating cash generation was of 44.7 million, sufficient to pay amortizations, interest, totaling 42.9 million during the period. CAPEX for maintenance and PPE amounted to disbursements of 9.2 million plus 1 million in disbursements with taxes. Our cash was 61.9 million, therefore. On page 12, we present investments in research and development for the first quarter 2017.
investments totaled $7.5 million, representing 10% of net revenue for the period. These are higher than the historical values because of the retraction in net revenue presented during the period. On page 13, we present the launches for the first quarter 2017. As part of our R&D model, we have set up strategic partnerships. In this context, we have launched the Galitro line product with the Danish Christian Hansen. These are probiotics that contribute to the intestinal flora of animals, increasing their feed efficiency and the egg production of layers. These are probiotic additives that are aligned with the plans of the company. On page 14, we show the performance of our shares since the IPO on March 31st, 2017. You can see that the curves are based on 100. During this period, the company had a negative return of 5.9%, including dividends. Comparing the EBITDA during the same period presented a return of 19.7%. I return the floor to the operator so that we can go on to the question and answer session. Thank you. We will now go on to the question and answer session. Should you have any question, please press star 1 on your phone. If at any moment you would like to, your question has been answered, please press star 2. The questions will be answered as they are received. Please wait while we pull the questions. Mr. Antonio Barreto from Itaú BBA would like to pose a question. Hey, good afternoon to all of you, and I have a question on your working capital, which has drawn attention significantly. You have already mentioned the receivables in the company. After a very quick calculation, I see that your receivables are the lowest historically. I would like to know if this is sustainable and if the conditions in the company will remain steady or if we can expect an improvement in the coming semesters with this reduction in your receivables. Good afternoon, and thank you very much for your question. We do understand that these figures are quite low. We have done several adjustments in the company through a very direct follow-up. And yes, it is our understanding that this is sustainable, that we will be able to overcome these difficulties, especially in terms of payment terms. The first semester historically is a weaker semester. We have sales that are highly concentrated, and we have had an increase in logistic costs when it comes to distribution. But once again, this is in accordance with our budget during the year, and we still need to take a few additional steps to improve our payment terms. If there is any different situation, we will have to make the necessary changes. Once again, the company is in a very sound position, and we will continue on with the significant improvements in our working capital. Another very quick question. When you compare this drop in payment terms, does this mean that you are decreasing the days for receivables, or is there a complete detachment of this with market conditions? We were out of the curve in the past,
at this point in time, we are following what the market is doing. We're not trying to bring the market down. Quite the contrary, we're trying to go back to our previous payment terms.
Thank you very much. That has been very clear. In terms of production animals, we understand that the third quarter tends to be weaker historically. How do you imagine that the sales recovery will be? Do you have anything to highlight, the interruption of your poultry line? Will anything happen with your swine production line? Which are the areas that have already shown an improvement and that will have a sustainable impact?
When it comes to the interruption or discontinuity of products, this tends to have a lesser impact on our account. Once again, the issue of seasonality is something that is very typical. The first quarter always is weaker. The other quarters tend to be much stronger. We could highlight it, something positive. The month of April is a very strong month because we follow a campaign. We know that April and September tend to be stronger months. We have, of course, included this in the figures that are part of our budget. Now, April is aligned with our expectations, especially in terms of EBITDA and profit. Now, if we look at the subsequent quarters, we begin to see some movement. In companion animals, we will have to monitor the situation of the economy. We're facing somewhat more difficulties in Rio de Janeiro, Espírito Santo. Espírito Santo, perhaps due to the issue with public security. Once again, I think that we have been able to overcome this quite successfully. Yes, I can see that April apparently has been a stronger month, and we seem to be going back to normalcy. Our first campaign that began in April was quite positive. We find something atypical compared to the normal market situation. We're carrying out a first very good campaign, and we will have to follow up on the results. Once again, this first campaign has been quite positive. Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
Mr. Gabriel Lima from Bradesco Bank would like to pose a question.
A good afternoon to all of you, to Jardel and Kleber. Regarding that provision for inventory losses in the production, animal production line, I would like to gain a better understanding of what this represents. Is there any impact of this from Venezuela? What is going to happen in the coming quarter?
Gabriel, good afternoon. Thank you for your question. We, at the end of last year, had a drop in our inventory, and we had a highly atypical year. Of course, this had an impact on us. We will have an inventory recovery during the year, but once again, this will not hamper the normal operation of the company. We will have to come up with some provisions as we did during this quarter. Perhaps there will be some changes in our production and some of the products, but this should not become a problem for the rest of the year. This is being carefully monitored.
Perhaps you have some products that were ready for sale that are about to expire. Does this explain inventory losses?
Yes.
And the mix with companion animals.
Excuse me, if we could go back to something, the amount of your provisions, I don't recall having seen this. I'm sorry. I don't know if you explained this.
It has a relative impact on gross margin, but nothing truly significant.
Okay, thank you for the explanation. My last question refers to the mix in companion animals. I believe that you mentioned this, that you're somewhat, that this has had an impact on gross margin. Could you speak more about your recovery?
We have witnessed some improvements in the consumption sector already in this first quarter. So which is your forecast for the mix for companion animals, which is such an important line during the year?
Well, this is one of the positive points that we have had. We had a growth in the segment of 16%. Once again, this was a rather complicated segment in the company, but we have had a rather sturdy growth, especially if we take into account our economic situation. Now, we had a minor loss in margin, but this is something that can be adjusted throughout the year without a doubt. Compared to other segments, we're having a sellout in our sales to distributors, and we see some positive movement. But once again, we continue to be cautious. We're following up on this very closely. We're expecting a consolidation, especially because of the signs of improvement in the economy. These continue to be positive signs, and we play our role, which is to continue monitoring what is happening. And a last question. You have spoken about your biological products plans. When will it be fully concluded, and will this change your mix significantly? Are you expecting this for the coming year? The construction part has been concluded. The plant has gone through a first inspection by the Ministry of Agriculture. We are now going on to the stage of obtaining the more formal licenses, especially in terms of risk, and we're beginning to operate the plant. This year, we have not included the sale of any biological product in our budget because we expect to have very limited sales. We're not considering this as part of our forecast. And 2018, we will enter that segment and hope that we gain a better consolidation until the year 2019. Thank you very much for your answers. Mr. Marcio Montes from Bank of Brazil would like to pose a question.
We have observed that it is a good moment for the foot and mouth disease vaccines. And I would like to know if this fact that you haven't sold the vaccine, if this has posed a problem for the company, if there exists an opportunity perhaps to resume these sales. In terms of companion animals, are the problems there linked to the economic situation, or is it due to the company restructuring? Once again,
We would like to know which is your forecast in this field.
I'm sorry, we were not able to hear one of your questions. If you could repeat it, please.
If you could repeat your second question about companion animals, if this is due to the restructuring or due to the macroeconomic situation.
Good afternoon. This is Jardel, and thank you for your question.
The entire Bank of Brazil personnel was here last week. Now, there has been no interference whatsoever, perhaps a minor discomfort. The government adopted the necessary measures in a very expeditious way, and therefore there was no interference whatsoever. So much so that our relationship nowadays is much better than before. The price of the beef has improved, and this year will be much better for cattle breeders than last year. Once again, this year will represent an advantage. I believe that this year there will be no drop in the price for beef. According to specialists, we will have a shortage of beef in 2018-2019. And we believe that the forecast will be excellent in the future. And once again, the measures have not hampered our situation at all. And the price of the ton of beef is still a very good one. Now, to complement what Jardel has said, we're speaking about having more demand when it comes to the quality of beef, and this is the market that we qualify for, and to have good quality beef, we have to have good quality genetics, and what we observe is that this is a movement that requires an enhancement in terms of the techniques that we use. In terms of your second question, the companion animals, once again, the reason perhaps is due to the consumers. Because of the financial constraints last year, many of our consumers stopped buying companion animals. We stopped to sell, but at present we are going back to having our inventories perhaps at a slightly lower level, but with more normalized sales. Are there any doubts in terms of our responses? It's the macroeconomic environment that is improving as a whole. Joined to what we had last year, that the distributors were practicing very high prices. The situation we faced last year was rather painful. We now have a better situation in terms of our inventory. We are able to sell because of the economic improvement. Our terms have become more adequate. Especially in terms of companion animals. What was happening is that our distributors were left with very high inventories, and that is why we took the initiative to make some adjustments. We observe very positive signs in Colombia. Colombia has had good sales, and
what we see during this quarter is perhaps the drop in terms of foreign exchange of these different currencies. As Jacquel mentioned, we're also implementing some actions there once again to regain the desired pace. We believe a great deal in the international market. It is one of our strengths. Another question regarding your leveraging. And the terms of the rates. Marcio, we're quite aware of our indebtedness. It is relatively high. On the other hand, this is an indebtedness with very good quality. We have a strong component of CNEPI. We're also obtaining new financing, and we know that in the coming years, the company will not need additional financing. We won't have this additional pressure of CAPEX unless it refers to new product launches. Our debt is completely updated, and we truly believe in our cash generation. We have attained very good figures in this first quarter, which will be sufficient for the payment of our debt. Once again, we do not foresee any difficulties in the future when it comes to rolling our debt. And our receivable portfolio is quite sound. We can make some adjustments if necessary, but we truly believe in our potential for cash generation as of the coming quarters. Thank you very much, therefore, for your answers. A question from the J.P. Morgan Bank, Mrs. Lydia. Hey, good afternoon, Jardel. I have two questions. In truth, the first refers to your pipeline. When we look at your strategy, we see that you're going to continue on with some of your products, but you will doubtlessly change your pipeline going forward. A question about your indebtedness. What are you going to do with your indebtedness with this readjustment in CNET? Thank you, Lydia, and thank you for your questions. When it comes to our present-day pipeline, we are not going to have a great change in direction. We have made more operational readjustments, especially in terms of our commercial policy. We have a more expeditious personnel, but we're not going to change this direction. We're working strongly in the pet market. We're looking at the foreign market, and we have a very robust pipeline, especially with the launches that we have just mentioned to you. We're not foreseeing any significant changes in this field. Your second question refers to the cost of our debt. Yes, on the one hand, we do see a movement that will bring together the CNEPI and BNDES rates to the market rate, but still below what we are paying. We're going to continue working to bring the cost of our debt to a cost that is below the market, as we have done in previous years. We're monitoring this very closely. We never know where we're going to end up in Brazil, but on the one hand, we see that our rates are coming closer to those of the market and that the market rates are also dropping. Thank you very much. We thank you for your question.
We would like to remind you that should you have a question, please press star 1 on your phone. Thank you. With this, the question and answer session ends here. I would like to return the floor to Mr. Matari for his final remarks. Once again, thank you very much for participating in this call. And without a doubt, we will have a very good year at Orofino. We observe that the market trends are very positive. We will have gains, and without a doubt, Orofino will have much better results than it had in the year 2016. Once again, thank you very much, and we hope to see you in our next call. Thank you. Thank you. The conference call to release results for the first quarter 2017 for Orofino ends here. You can now disconnect your lines.